occasionally, for you will need some help in fleshing out the answers, you may have to prod your professors to see if they take the text at hand to be true. And you will have to be tough if the professor mocks you for uttering a sincere question instead of keeping matters easy for all concerned by staying detached and analytical. You'll be the one who pesters your teachers. You'll ask your history teacher about whether there is a design to our history, whether we're progressing or declining, or whether, in the words of a fine recent play, The History Boys, history's just one fucking thing after another. The whole business is scary, of course. What if you arrive at college devoted to pre-med, sure that nothing will make you and your family happier than a life as a physician, only to discover that elementary school teaching is where your heart is? You might learn that you're not meant to be a doctor at all. Of course, given your intellect and discipline, you can still probably be one, and society will help you. Society has a cornucopia of resources to encourage you in doing what society needs done, but that you don't much like doing and are not cut out to do. Education is about finding out what form of work for you is close to being play. Work you do so easily that it restores you as you go. Randall Jarrell once said that if he were a rich man, he would pay money to teach poetry to students. I would too, for what it's worth. In saying that, he, like my father, hinted in the direction of a profound and true theory of learning.